AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump says that Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. That ends the contentious tenure of a loyalist who upended the Justice Department's culture of independence from the White House, oversaw large-scale firings of career employees, and moved aggressively to investigate the Republican president's perceived enemies. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a win for President Trump's ballroom.
President Donald Trump's new White House ballroom has won final approval from the National Capital Planning Commission. That approval comes after a federal judge ordered a halt to construction unless Congress approves the project. The Planning Commission says the agency moved ahead on the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, not planning. Despite the agency's approval, however, the judge's ruling and the legal fight over the ballroom could stall progress on a legacy project that Trump is racing to see completed before the end of his term in early 2029. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP's Alex Vega reports mortgage rates are rising.
Another week, another rise in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.46%. That's the highest level in nearly 7 months. Mortgage rates have now risen 5 weeks in a row. As mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. While still down from a year ago, the recent rise in mortgage rates threatens to dampen the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
The Artemis II crew reached orbit last night. In an address to the nation yesterday, President Trump says the Artemis II launch was quite something.
It will be traveling further than any manned rocket has ever flown and will very substantially pass the moon, go around it, and come back home from a distance that has never been done before. It's amazing. They are on the way.
This is AP News.
AP's Ben Thomas reports a warm, dry winter in mountains of Colorado does not bode well for the drought-stricken West.
This is our worst snow year on record.
Maureen Gutch is a hydrologist with the Department of Agriculture, conducting a snow survey in a section of the Rocky Mountains considered the headwaters of the Colorado River.
This is our third site of the day, first site that had any snow.
And that could mean water shortages, not only for Colorado, but much of the West.
From our soils, agriculture, drinking water, all of that depends on snow.
Cities in the region are imposing water use restrictions, and ranchers like Philip Anderson.
Now, normally here we'd be walking in water.
Are wondering how they'll feed and water their cattle.
In the pasture that we normally calve in, there's no pond water, no stock water.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.